The best way to stay up to date with the SoCal Sound is by signing up for our email newsletter. Get the inside scoop on station events, ticket giveaways, and pre-sale opportunities. Go to thesocalsound.org and click sign up for the email newsletter at the top of the homepage.
And hello, welcome back to our studio. My name's Mookie, you are most definitely you. We are listener-supported public radio here in Los Angeles and Orange County. You could do your part and help protect public media by becoming a member, a subscriber at thesocalsound.org. We got some live music in our studio today, and look, the new record from The Beths has finally arrived. Straight Line Was a Lie. We got a live performance. We're gonna talk to the band as well, right here on The SoCal Sound.
So you need the middle in your blood.
I wanna keep the multitudes in sight.
So you need the middle.
What a great version, a live version of the song Metal. It's the Beths here in studio. Jonathan or John?
John.
John and Elizabeth, thank you so much for joining us here in sunny Southern California. Do you enjoy coming back to visit the States every now and again?
Yeah, we're here pretty often, and it's not always as beautiful blue sky as it is today, but it's great.
I know. Is there something that you look forward to when you come back to the United States? Any cuisine that you look forward to trying again, or a place to hit up?
You can't really get really good Mexican food back home. It's pretty rare.
So. Oh, yes.
Limes are very expensive in New Zealand, and I feel like that's a key component.
Limes, yeah.
The margarita.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Not often enjoyed in New Zealand.
Hard to come by. A good margarita is hard to come by.
Maybe it comes out of a bottle made in a factory or something like
sure.
that.
Sure. Now, if I was to go and visit your town, which is, what town would that be exactly?
Auckland, Tamaki Makaurau.
Yeah. And so what would you recommend me trying as far as restaurants or local cuisine?
New Zealand cuisine, it's like, you could try like a meat pie, it's like a small hand pie, you can put anything in there now, it's just puff pastry with something in it. But I don't know, we'd probably take you to a Chinese restaurant.
Yeah, we would do that, yeah.
Big Chinese diaspora in New Zealand.
Oh, no kidding.
Really, especially in Auckland.
TheBeths.com is in fact the website. People could check out some tour dates and the merch and all of that stuff. Again, we got the brand new record here. And you guys just performed Metal in our studio. That's a song that most of our listeners are probably familiar with because we've been, playing that for a number of weeks now.
Awesome.
Sounds great on the air.
Awesome.
Yeah, we hope that a lot of other stations are following suit and playing your new music in their markets as well. But before the record even dropped, we heard the song Metal, and there were a couple of music videos up on your website, for two songs that, in my opinion, couldn't be more different, No Joy and Mother Pray For Me, So those videos had been out before the record dropped. Who came up with the concept of the video for No Joy? I'm looking at it. I see arts and crafts. It's almost like a children's atmosphere in that video.
Yeah, we had a meeting with the director in a pub back home, and she basically pitched the whole thing. Frances Carter, she's bloody brilliant.
She's an incredible photographer, and she made a music video for us before for a song called Expert in a Dying Field that was really great as well. And it's good to work with her. We love to work with people and just people that we trust and we know make good things, and we can just show them the thing and be like, what do you see?
Open brief.
And
give us a response.
She saw, it was kind of like a kids' show set. She was like, we built a set, and that was the kind of concept. Was, I guess, like me being just full sourpuss kind of face while everyone's kind of going big smiles and everything's a bit kind of childlike and offensively happy. And so I guess that was trying to capture that feeling of when you should be enjoying the things around you and you kind of can't.
Interesting. And again, the name of the album here is Straight Line Was a Lie. Everybody says that the fastest way to get from point A to point B is a straight line. Is that sort of a take on that, or what's the idea behind that?
Straight Line Was a Lie it's kind of like almost like a thesis statement of the album, and the song is kind of like the thesis statement, I suppose. It's got a title track, and I guess it's kind of, it was just like a kind of a whirly couple of years where we're trying to figure stuff out physically and mentally, and it was kind of trying to find a succinct way to put the concept that all the different ways that you kind of go up and down and backwards,
right?
That's not like a bug, that kind of is what life is, and kind of finding the maintenance, finding meaning in maintenance is important, rather than kind of like this idea that life is just progression and you kind of keep getting better or you keep, I don't know.
Well, it's a great record. Congrats on the release of the new album. There's a lot of tempos and textures on the new record, So we've been talking about the title track. We should probably hear the song in our studio right now. Straight Line Was a Lie. It's the Beths in our studio on the SoCal Sound.
I thought I was getting bitter, but I'm back to where I started, and the straight line
Want to take the SoCal Sound with you anywhere? Download the SoCal Sound app to your mobile device. You could stream the SoCal Sound 24/7, see what song just played on our playlist, listen to an archived show, read an article from our newsfeed, stay up to date, or watch a SoCal Sound session. It's all there, and it's now Apple CarPlay and Android Auto compatible. Download the SoCal Sound app today.
And there you go, the title track of the brand new record. You're hearing from the Betts here in our studio on 88.5 The SoCal Sound. This band's been around for like over a decade now. Is that crazy to think about?
Kind of is, yeah. It started as like a hobby band, we were kind of working musicians in Auckland and playing pickup gigs and working with other bands and stuff. And yeah, I think we all knew that Liz had some songs in her. Mm-hmm. And thought it would be fun to play in a rock band.
Yeah, and Jonathan was getting into producing records and recording, and he kind of gave me a nudge and was like, "You should write some songs." And then I was like, "Absolutely not." And then a year later, I think I sent him some demos, and so he's always produced the band, and I've always written, and it feels like a kind of a partnership. And then with Ben and Tristan, we're a tight unit now.
Mm-hmm. But you're talking about, 10, 11 years ago, all of a sudden. It's crazy. What's the scene like back home? Are people supportive? Are there venues to play? Are there music fans everywhere?
Yeah.
And what's changed from that scene from when you just started up until now?
The Auckland music scene, I feel like, is incredibly strong. Like all of New Zealand, but just Auckland being where we came up, and I just feel like it really punches above its weight, being somewhere that's so isolated from the rest of the world. People are always just making interesting things and doing it. Like the music industry isn't very big. So, I mean, people just make things because they want to make them. And I really feel like it's some of the greatest music in the world is being made there. And I don't know how it's changed. I guess, like everywhere, like there was a few strange years of with the pandemic and and the internet being kind of the way that when you're such a tiny country in the middle of nowhere, being the way that your music can get disseminated to whatever your niche is kind of globally, it's the face of what that looks like has changed since we started, right? Mm-hmm. Like when we started, it was streaming was there, it was YouTube, it was Bandcamp, and now it's kind of all short form media. But people, I guess if you're starting a band now, you adapt, you figure out the way to share your music with the world.
Sure.
Yeah,
that's interesting. I would love to visit New Zealand one day. Have you ever thought about relocating somewhere else to pursue music, or are you going to stay put?
We're going to stay put. We sort of get tempted occasionally. We did some of the writing for this record in LA, partly for the cabin in the woods effect of like escaping your normal life and being able to monotask on.
Do you find that that's the best way to sort of relocate and just for a different scenery when you're recording?
Yeah, and short stints, like you don't have to, you don't have to get a day job, or you don't have to like get car insurance or something like that, do a short stint and get some escapism and some new inputs into your life creatively and everything. There's stuff that you kind of can't ignore back home, but if you squirrel yourself away, you can kind of. And I think you just have to do that, especially at a certain point in your life. Maybe in your 20s, everyone accepts that you can just monotask on the most important thing in your life, and everyone just works around you or something, understands that you're growing and you're developing. But then, we felt like we got to a point where we weren't able to just ignore things about life anymore. And so, I think that comes through creatively, but also that's like a reason why.
Mm-hmm. Have you done that in the past? Sort of found a different part of town or relocate somewhere else for writing and recording?
No. First time. So.
Yeah.
And we're also just like, we're able to do it now, which we couldn't before.
Right. We're getting you now. You just played a gig as we record this. You just played a gig here in Southern California yesterday, and then there's a brief hiatus or a break before you're playing a bunch of shows overseas out in the UK, which is very exciting. The show last night, however, was at a venue that I haven't been since I was a kid. But I do remember being there, and I remember being terrified. just with the marionettes and the puppets that they have there. So it was the Bob Barker Marionette Theater
Bob Baker,
that's right, here in Los Angeles. What was that experience like? Because I don't think they usually do rock shows there.
Yeah, I think they've done the odd one before, but yeah, it's not often. And it was when it was suggested to us by like our team, and we were like, I was like, yes, like this is. I'd always wanted to go there. I hadn't been, and so it was my first time. And I think you have an idea of what it's going to be like. I think I was picturing The Sound of Music or something. But no, it's so great. There's so much history in that place. There's kind of an archive of stuff.
Yeah.
And these amazing, all handmade, you know, marionette puppets. It's just always beautiful seeing somebody's kind of like life's passion and seeing it in such a tactile way, like, and seeing it live on. And so yeah, we were playing songs, and we gave the set list to the puppeteers, and they were they for every song kind of like came out with a different kind of different set of kind of creatures or beings, and they kind of inhabited the world of the song for a bit, and then like went away and came and just tried.
That's really special. That's very unique. You know,
it's amazing how like the just bringing out a skeleton riding a bicycle, you know, and you just superimpose that over the music, and all this meaning just comes through, like,
sure,
or, you know, our brains fill in the gaps and create some meaning, and it just works really well.
Yeah.
Incredible. Again, we're here with the Beths here on 88.5, the SoCal Sound. We got the brand new record now. It's Straight Line Was a Lie. It is available. We want to encourage people to support their, you know, musicians that they love. TheBeths.com has all the details on that. Have they really embraced you back home on radio? Is there good radio in New Zealand?
There's good radio. There's very small kind of non-commercial radio around universities in New Zealand. Mm-hmm. And they're the greatest. They're incredible. They always have been like the feeder programs for all broadcasting in New Zealand. And people cut their teeth in these places and then go on to do amazing things. Mm-hmm. So yeah, they're awesome.
We have national radio station.
Yeah, we have a public radio station, publicly funded radio station. They've got a great music program as well.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah, I was reading about a few organizations that may help emerging and developing artists back home. NZ On Air. As well as NZ Music Connection, and those are great organizations, I imagine, who help facilitate the arts.
They're amazing. They've been very supportive. Yeah, it's obviously like it can get quite political. So you know that we're in the way the world is right now, we're lucky to have them. But yeah, they are going strong and they're doing great work. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, we've had lots of support over the years.
It's great. Well, it's very nice to meet you. We're happy to have you in our studio. Thank you for spending so much time with us today.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah. Thanks. Yeah, and you know, to everyone out there, be a hero. Become a member supporter. Save the station.
I'm telling you, man, so we could have you back next time around, you know? And we consider you family at this point. So whenever you're on a promo run or a record release tour, our doors are always open for you, for sure. Yeah,
right.
You got it. So we're going to leave with another new song from the new album by The Beths. It's called Take. Can you give us a little background on this particular song before we get into it? Or we could just get into it.
We could just get it. It's on our record. It's, what is it, track 8? Track 7?
It's a fastie.
It's fast. I hope you like it.
It's fast and it's live and it's in our studio right now. Jonathan and Elizabeth, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And we are the SoCal Sound.
SoCal Sound sessions are produced by 88.5 The SoCal Sound. Session hosted by Mookie. Audio recorded and mixed by Tristan Dolce. Edited by Matt Blake. The SoCal Sound is a public service of California State University Northridge and Saddleback College. Streaming on the web at thesocalsound.org.